Okay, Yeshikoyach. Tonight, Halacha Psuka. The Mechaber says that you have to be Mechaving by the Pasuk, Poseach Es Yodecho, Umazbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon. And if you don't have Kavana, you have to say it over again. Now, Kavana doesn't mean to go like this while you're saying it. That's not what Kavana means. Maybe that's the spur to Kavana, and that's why people do it. And it's a minute, so you have to say it over again. The Mishnah Berurah, if you don't have Kavana, the Mishnah Berurah says that, first of all, it should be, the focus, the main part of Psukah Dezimra is what we call Ashrei or Tehila L'David, and the main part of Tehila L'David is this Pasuk of Poseach Es Yodecho. Now you have to say it over again if you didn't have Kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to say it from Poseach Es. Let's assume you finished Ashrei and you didn't start Hallelukas now. So you start Poseach, you say over Poseach Es Yodecho, and the Mishnah Berurah says you say from Poseach Es Yodecho till the end of Ashrei. There's really three shittos about this. One shita is to just repeat the Pasuk Poseach Es Yodecho. One shita is to repeat the whole Ashrei. And the other, right, that's the second. So it's either that Pasuk, the whole Ashrei, and the Chayei Adam sort of makes a pshara between those shitas and says that to maintain the Aleph Beis, the Aleph Beis Seder of Ashrei, which you see in the Gemara Brachos is important, so you should say from Poseach Es Yodecho to the end, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, to say from Poseach Es Yodecho to the end of Ashrei. Now let's say you already started the Hallelukas. The Mishnah Berurah is not clear about that. It says if you don't have time, it's not so clear what the Mishnah Berurah means. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that you could say this any time during Psukei Dezimra. In other words, let's say you remembered after you said the first Hallelukah already, or even if you're in the middle of Hallelukah. So you should finish the Perek. Let's say you finish the Hallelukah that you're saying, and then go back to say Poseach Es Yodecho till the end of Ashrei, and then continue from where you left off. This is Rav Moshe says there's no din l'mafreya in Psukei Dezimra. There's no seder. The seder that we say in Psukei Dezimra is a suggestion, but it's not ma'akev, and therefore you could say that piece from Poseach Es Yodecho to the end of Ashrei at any point in Psukei Dezimra that you remembered that you didn't have kavana. What does the pasuk mean? Please give me. The problem is the word ratzon. The word ratzon is hanging there, and no one's quite sure what it means. Poseach Es Yodecho we do all right with. Umazbiya l'chol chai we do all right with. Now, like, what does ratzon mean? Where does that fit in? So there's two basic pshatim. According to Rashi and the Malbim, the word ratzon refers to Hashem's ratzon. That is, it is Hashem's ratzon to be mazbiya l'chol chai. Poseach Es Yodecho, we say to Hashem, and Ratzon, and Umazbiya L'chol Chai, and that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's how Rashi and the Malbim learn. Other Mefarshim learn that the word Ratzon refers to people, and it doesn't mean you get whatever you want, because sometimes that's no good for you. And it's no good, you don't always get whatever you want. It means whatever you need. Ratzon is the Lashon, what you want, meaning what you need, Hashem provides it. If you're puzzled by the fact that sometimes people don't have what they need, and some it's very hard, and they struggle, so the answer is to be found in the last Mishnah in Kiddushin, Ayin Shom. Put it in my ticket.